as much possible. What has ZANU-PF done to... ZANU-PF lost the election in 2008, and what have that they done in the last 3 years that we pursued in the right-thinking Zimbabwe to think that our future lies with ZANU-PF? The fact that they can come up with an alternative constitution like this is a reflection of the fact that we are dealing with the party of clowns and dinosaurs, and Zimbabweans want change, and the real transformative change. Unfortunately, that cannot come from ZANU-PF.
Based on some recent pollings from the United States-based Freedom House, there's an indication that ZANU-PF is leading your party in favorability by about 10 to 11%. What's your response to this?
Well, I've carefully read the opinion of the Freedom House, and I respect the right of any person to carry out an opinion. But if anyone thinks that the 1,180 people that were polled are a true reflection of an election, then let's go to the referendum right now with ZANU-PF pushing their own constitution, and let's see who will win. Let's go to the actual election and let's see who will win.
So basically you're saying it's not a true reflection of the situation on the ground?
I can't comment on the professionalism of those who carried out the opinion poll. But if an opinion poll is conducted in Zimbabwe and someone tells me that the medium of choice is the ZBC and the Herald, then that is insane. The most popular media in Zimbabwe is the Studio 7, and we all know that. The most popular media in Zimbabwe is DSTV. That's why you see its little satellite dish on every roof in Zimbabwe. So if once someone were to tell me in an opinion poll that the medium of choice is the Herald, then there's something wrong. So I respect the Freedom House and what they've done, but we will do our work as we have been doing. And as I said before, let's go for a referendum, let's go for an election, and we'll see.